We're back with Charlo Green, the former Alaska television news anchor who shocked the world by quitting live on television by saying, fuck it, I quit, and ran the Alaska Cannabis Club to help people with access to their legal right to cannabis. The fuck it, I quit moment, I'm sure, is written in detail in your new book, Fuck It, A Guide to Letting Go and Living Free. But I want folks to also understand it is more than just about Charlo Green, the marijuana activist, or this trial that's coming up. It goes all the way back to your childhood and growing up and as one of seven members of a Nigerian-American family in Alaska. So let's dig deep into Charlo Green here and your background and tell folks a little bit about that.
Well, there's a lot to cover. As you mentioned, I'm a first generation Nigerian American Alaskan. I was number five of seven kids, which was a struggle in a single parent household. So the book talks about what it was like growing up in poverty and what it was like kind of being the black sheep in my family. Because I was taken out of their school, the school all of my other siblings were sent to, and sent off to a gifted school. And so they resented me for that, but it talks about working through all of that and learning through the mistakes that I've made and the mistakes that the people I love around me have made. So that's why I see it as part memoir, part guide to life, is it breaks down a lot of really... you might say basic principles that go into decision making, and just uses different experiences that I've lived through, whether they're good or bad, to try and explain why the principles matter. Like I say, rule number one is seeing your situation for what it is. I say that chapter is about a mistake that I made in my own advocacy, which was not taking into account the real roots of marijuana prohibition when I decided to speak out so publicly in one of the most Republican states that were very not pro-weed, at least politically.
Oh, you, you thought the marijuana prohibition was actually about marijuana.
Exactly.
And not about the people who smoke it, right?
Exactly. So it goes beyond just me thinking that fuck it is all this great thing. No, I made a lot of mistakes in my life leading up to that moment. And in that moment, my main mistake was not factoring in the reality that we are living in the new Jim Crow. Mm-hmm. And that me speaking out in the way that I did, what else could it have done but bring on what I'm looking at now, mm-hmm. when you consider everything, when you consider what ending marijuana prohibition in Alaska financially means for the state in the long term. That's millions of dollars that I was trying to stop without knowing it, you know?
Well, and also from the platform you had within the station there at Alaska, where, you know, now you're seen as one of the mainstream, you're seen as in a sense, a representative of the people. And then for you to turn and fuck it, I quit and be so pro cannabis is more than if you had just been some marijuana activist out there, some grower out there that had turned around on this, don't you think?
Yeah, I definitely think that that's another level to things, and I definitely talk about the conflict of interest in my book, and I talk about the fact that I knew what I was doing was wrong. In fact, near the end of my time at my station, I asked my boss to not put me on any more marijuana stories, just because it was like how I'm running this Alaska Cannabis Club secretly. I know that I know that this is not what I should be doing, but if I put it in the hands of someone else, then I know that they are going to try and balance, do what they consider balancing out the story with the no votes stance, which is only going to be propaganda. Period. And it's crazy because I'd have these conversations with all these people fighting against the campaign, just the regular people like me, and we talk about how they prefer to have their kids smoking actual marijuana over spice, and we talk about how they knew that alcohol was this huge thing and how marijuana probably could help it. And then as soon as you start recording on a camera, they say, well, we are afraid that this might mean that the drug rates among the youth are going to go up. That's not what you said, and I'm here, and I understand what my role is, but I know if I put it in someone else's hands, they aren't going to factor in the lives that are at risk right now in our community.
Well, I'm glad you bring up the media angle on this, because you bring up this the both sidesism, I call it, where it's like, well, we just spoke to this doctor who studied cannabis for 24 years who said it might be okay. Now let's talk to this cop. So that we get both sides, right? Like, what does the cop know about psychopharmacokinetics or anything, right?
That's exactly it. And it's reckless, and it's not intentional for the journalist. Like, that's literally the job. You have to do that, especially when it comes to the TV journalism, where a story is 45 seconds and you never go beyond the surface. So here are just the main talking points. But that's so reckless, and there were lives in the balance. So it also talks about that, and I own up to my shit. I do. And I think anyone that is a Charlo hater, I think you will find a lot of satisfaction in this book, because I try and keep it as real as possible. I know that I've made so many mistakes, and I know I have a lot to learn and a lot to continue to grow into, but I hope to use those mistakes, in addition to the moments I consider triumphs, as a way to teach. And that's what Bucket, A Guide to Letting Go and Living Free is all about.
And folks, this book, you can find out more about it at your website, I'm sure, charlogreen.com. Is that right?
Absolutely. That's CharloGreene. I know I probably didn't need to spell it, but just in case, charlogreen.com.
No relation to Mean Joe Green?
No, none.
Okay. All right. You're on a book tour, so let's talk a little bit about that. When do you get started, or are you already on it?
So we are releasing the book July 17th, and it looks like I'll be in Denver that weekend, and the rest of the dates are falling into place now. I don't want to announce anything and then have to change it. So just make sure that you follow me on social, make sure you are subscribed to my site, and I'll send out those dates. But I plan on stopping in Los Angeles, the Bay Area, Portland, Seattle, DC, Atlanta, Texas, DFW or Dallas Fort Worth area in Texas, and New York. So if you'd like to see me in your city, you can just shoot me an email at charlogreen@gmail.com, or go to my website and check out things and see if you want to add anything. I want this to be really collaborative. And when I stop in a city, instead of just having people come by and I sign their books, I plan on offering something educational. So in places like Atlanta, it'll be a mini seminar on how to advocate or how to legalize weed in your area. And then in other places like DC, it'll be a mini seminar on the cannabis industry and getting your foot in the door. So I hope to just, again, use the platform that I have to spread education and awareness about the industry. And while doing that, hopefully drum up some support for this fight for my life.
Yes, let's get that as much support as possible, because nobody deserves jail over a plant. We've said it time and time again. Charlo Green is the author of Fuck It, A Guide to Letting Go and Living Free. And before we let you go, Charlo, let's give our listeners one surprising thing about Charlo Green that they'll learn in this book. What's one something we'd never have guessed?
Something you may not have guessed. Well, this is a secret that I held like all through my journalism career. But I was a dancer in college.
Ah, okay. Like, there we go. We'll learn more about that in the book.
Yeah, you'll definitely dive into my brief history as an exotic dancer in the book.
Okay.
Very brief.
There we go. We've got it. We got the scoop here on the Marijuana Agenda. Thanks so much, Charlo. We love talking to you. And when you get here to Portland, we'll be happy to see you.
All right. Great chatting with you, Russ. Thanks for making time, guys.